This week's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
For those of you that may not be familiar with Congressional Quarterly, it is a publication that will cover a range of topics, but a lot of their readership is focused on U.S. Congress, both members of Congress as well as their staff. So certainly the things that are published here will get the attention and be seen by a lot of those on Capitol Hill.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
There were a number of concerns and facts that were not reported, that were missing from the article, and I think the author missed a lot of the key truths regarding the cotton program and cotton market and really regarding some of the facts of the case, particularly if you look at some of the spending numbers that were cited over the last number of years. The author would lead you to believe all of that spending was involved in the Brazil case, and in fact, he was overstating it by $1.5 billion per year in terms of the amount of support that's provided to cotton and how it played into the Brazil case.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
He also talked about some of the changes in the demand for U.S. cotton, but failed to mention the job losses that we've seen in the U.S. textile industry due to competition from often subsidized textile industries in other countries. He also, I think, gave a very distorted picture or misrepresented the competitive position of cotton producers in other countries, particularly looking at producers in West Africa and how those compare to producers in Brazil. So really, we saw a lot of things in this article that just missed the point or completely distorted the point about the world market and about cotton programs and the role they play.
Cut four, coming in 3, 2, 1.
There's been some initial hearings in the House and Senate this year. Those will probably pick up steam again as we get into 2011. Hopefully, as we get closer to that debate and move further into that debate, that Congress will not lose sight of the importance of agriculture to the U.S. economy and also the important role that cotton plays within agriculture. We hope that this really poor job that was done within Congressional Quarterly fades away, or at least is indistinguishable from some of the other biased attacks that we've seen on farm programs in general and cotton programs specifically.